You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This next interview deals with a sensitive topic and could be disturbing to some listeners. The scandal surrounding Michigan State University deepened last week with the arrest of the former dean of its College of Osteopathic Medicine. William Strample was arraigned on charges of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct, counts of misconduct in office, and willful neglect of duty related to his failure to supervise sports doctor Larry Nassar, and accusations by four women of sexual harassment. The Detroit News this week reports Strample's performance review indicated he had a history of talking about sexual matters, commenting on the personal appearance of students, and that was in a 2010 review. Dr. Brianna O'Keefe is a graduate of the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine. She has stepped forward with allegations about Strample's behavior towards her, and she is with us now. Dr. O'Keefe, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So what years did you attend MSU's College of Osteopathic Medicine?
I attended MSUCOM from 2008 to 2012.
All right. And what were your thoughts when you first heard the news that the former dean had been arrested and is going to be facing all these charges?
I wasn't overly surprised. I think I was more shocked that he was actually finally arrested. And, you know, of course, disappointed because that's a representative of our school. But like I said, I wasn't surprised just based on the behavior he had towards me and other students during my time at MSUCOM.
And I want to get into that. But first, could you describe for us then-Dean Strample's behavior as the public face of the college?
So I think he was more viewed as this great leader who was expanding our campuses. He was expanding the college. They opened two new campuses my second year there. They were working on expanding osteopathic medicine to Canada and looking at other states to open, like, sister schools. And he was always pushing the envelope. So I think as far as what the public saw, they thought he was this great leader and this visionary who was bringing MSUCOM up to the next level.
And then how would you describe his behavior towards you in your years there as a student?
Initially, I was always very intimidated by him. He had a very harsh, gruff personality, made it very clear that he wasn't somebody to really go to if you needed something. And if you did bother him, there was an expectation that it better be pretty darn important or you were going to be in trouble. My personal interactions with him really started when I first had to meet with him after I found out I was pregnant. And I found out I was pregnant right after the deadline for applying for special consideration to stay in the area. So obviously I couldn't apply. So I asked if I could meet with him to discuss the situation since my then husband was based here in the Lansing area. And I knew it wasn't going to really be practical for me to have a newborn baby away on clinicals when I'm, you know, in the ER at 3 a.m.
Not at all. And what year was this for, of your?
That was 2009.
Okay. And what happened then?
So I had emailed and requested to meet with him, and I received an email back from him stating that he would meet with me, but if I wanted to get what I want, I better wear a low-cut shirt. Shortly after that, I got an email from his assistant who asked me to schedule an appointment with him.
Now, you said he'd been somebody who seemed gruff, a little bit scary, and then you got that email telling you to wear a low-cut shirt.
I wasn't necessarily surprised by the email just because of the crude jokes he would tell even in a public forum, but I was really nervous because I had no intention of wearing a low-cut shirt. Even if I really needed something for me, that was not something I was ever willing to do. But I definitely was scared that here I'm going into a meeting with somebody that already makes me nervous without having an expectation of something that I'm going to wear, and then I'm going to show up not wearing it and asking him for help.
And what happened in the meeting?
He was extremely hostile towards me. He berated me for even asking for help, commented several times about how I knew how pregnancy happens, or I should know since I was a medical student, and I should have taken precautions to prevent that. And then basically said, like, don't ask me for this. You just need to go through the general lottery, which is the process we have to select which hospital we go to. And had made a comment about, well, I guess if that doesn't work out, then maybe you can contact me again. The meeting didn't last very long, 10, maybe 15 minutes at most, because once he started launching into me, there was really nothing else for me to say to him.
And as a medical student, what did you think might happen if you were to push back or try to call him out for this type of behavior?
Well, I was worried that it was going to adversely affect my medical career. I mean, this is somebody who has had a lot of respect in the community, and especially the community that I was living in and raised in, because I grew up just outside of East Lansing, and I wanted to stay in that community. And so if I reported him or if I spoke out against him, no one's going to listen to me. I'm a lowly second-year medical student versus Dean Strample.
Something happened when Dean Strample was addressing the college, including all the satellite sites. And you said this was one of the most humiliating moments of your life. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. We were having a meeting, and I can't recall what it was about, but it was mandatory for us to all be there. And so he was projecting it to two satellite sites in addition to my class and the first-year students, because I was in my second year at the time. So we had administrators there, you know, hundreds of people are tuned into this. And he started out talking about how one of his administrative assistants had told him he can't call us kids because we're not his kids. He said, well, everybody but Brianna's baby, that's my baby. And then just kept on talking about something else. And I was shocked.
What did other people say to you?
Well, my friends who were right next to me and obviously knew it wasn't true were just like, oh my gosh, Bree, we're so sorry. And I mean, I turned beet red, and it was all I could do not to just burst out in tears in front of everybody. I definitely heard people moving in their chairs, whispering. The first chance I had, as soon as we had a break, I ran to the bathroom and cried. After I composed myself, people were like, oh, well, no wonder your grades are so high, or no wonder you got to stay in Lansing, you're sleeping with the dean. And, you know, other people were like, is that true? I can't believe you do that. And, you know, even people that knew me, even if they didn't question me directly, like, it put that thought into people's brains. And for me, not only was it humiliating to be accused of having an affair, cheating on my husband, and getting pregnant by somebody else, anybody else, but then our dean of our medical school, in that moment, he undermined years of hard work that I had put in towards getting good grades, studying hard, working hard, to build a reputation of being somebody who was always going to work hard and do their best. And it basically just put out there that I had slept my way through medical school.
Dr. O'Keefe, the Detroit News got hold of portions of a 2010 performance review of William Strample, and the paper has reported there were multiple comments in the file from other faculty and students and staff documenting similar behavior and attitude towards women that you describe. What are your thoughts knowing that that dates back to 2010?
I mean, it's devastating because, you know, here we are 2018, even after everything with Larry Nassar came out, and it came out that he hadn't been appropriately supervising him. Nobody did anything. People knew that this was happening. People knew it wasn't right. This wasn't just a, well, this is the way it is. It never should have been that way. And I do feel like a lot of my fellow students and colleagues kind of acquiesced to his behavior because we felt like that's what we had to do. You know, here we've put a lot of time and money and resources into being in medical school here. We don't want to ruin our career. But when I find out that other faculty and administrators knew about this, and these reviews are meant to determine how well he's doing in determine whether or not he's going to keep working there. And nobody did anything. It never went any further. You know, nobody contacted me to ask me, you know, about any of this stuff. We never got an email or a survey sent to us about his behavior. They could have stopped it at any point, and they never did, because apparently making money and expanding the college was more important. At least that's how it feels to me.
And given your experience as a student at the College of Osteopathic Medicine, over this last year or so, as you heard Spartan officials and attorneys insisting that this scandal was isolated and the only one involved in this behavior was one man, and that was Larry Nassar. What did you think as you saw that unfold?
That was really tough because I had worked with Larry before, and I had worked with the sports med group, even when they're in high school, and I shadowed them through college and in medical school and residency, and I know that there's a really good core group of people there. And, you know, even when I had worked with Dr. Nassar as a medical student or resident and going in rooms with them, you know, that's not behavior I ever saw. And so the first part, I just thought, here's a really sick man who did a lot of really sick things, but nobody knew. And then as I started finding out more about previous reports that he had been abusing other women and no supervision occurred, that makes me sick to my stomach because there were years where these women and children were subjected to him preying on them. Somebody knew, you know, Dean Strample, at the very least, was supposed to be supervising him and never did.
How would you like to see MSU respond?
I do think that they're doing a good job now. I appreciate that President Engler did take actions to fire him when he came on board initially. I've actually talked with Dr. Amalfitano, who's acting as interim dean at MSU-Com, not necessarily just about Dean Strample, but about how MSU needs to build up. And I know from my conversation with him that he really wants transparency, and I think that's so important. I would like to see the higher ups at MSU, whether it be the board or whomever, be more supportive and at least take some accountability that even if they didn't know what was going on, there were reviews being done. There were complaints. That should have been followed up on. They're on the board because they're supposed to be taking care of how MSU is run. And if they're not doing that, they're not doing their job.
Dr. Brianna O'Keefe, graduate of the Michigan State University College of Osteopathic Medicine. Dr. O'Keefe, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
One note, MSU and William Strample's attorney did not immediately respond to our request for comment.